It's Charlie Taylor here. I'm with you on Breakfast on Sunday morning. And very pleased to say that we're joined in the studio by Chris Doyle. Chris is the writer and director of Stable Manners. And we'll, with them, be putting on a play in St James's Church in Taunton. That's the one right by the cricket ground. Taking a humorous look at the birth of Jesus. Chris, thanks for coming in.
A pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Now, tell us a bit about the play. I'm going to tell you about the storyline, but I think a lot of people will know the basics here, won't they?
Well, I think you're right. People will know the basics, but we're taking a bit of a sideways look at the story. If I read you some blurb from the back of the flyer, it says, visitors to a small Bethlehem hotel seem to have come to the wrong place. But what has brought them there anyway? And who is the hotel inspector really working for? What are they all seeking? And what effect does it have on them when they find it? So we're actually talking about a hotel next door to a stable,
right,
and various people turn up, and there's quite a lot of confusion, mistaken identities, misunderstandings, all the sort of elements that you get in pantomime and farce, but it's not a pantomime as such, but it has those sort of elements in it.
So it is the story of the birth of Jesus,
yeah.
Obviously, we talk about the stable there. Is it the right time of year to be doing that? I feel like you're a month late coming into it by the time you're performing it.
Well, this period of the church year is known as Epiphany, which is when traditionally the wise men appear. So it's still connected with Christmas and it's still part of the story. This is the traditional time that we would do our pantomime normally, and we've done several pantomimes over the last 15 years. But this year we decided just to take a bit of a shift away from pantomime. So, no, I don't think it's the wrong time of year. It's actually still posing some of those questions that Christmas asks of people.
What can we expect from the performance? Because it's in a church, so is it where the altar is? Will there be a set? How do you transform St James's into a theatre?
We changed the church into a theatre for the weekend. So we have a stage set up way in front of the altar, but in sort of the normal place where all the action happens in a church. Many years ago, the pews were taken out at St James, so we've got movable chairs, so we can set it up in sort of theatre style. And the scenery is fairly simple in some ways. We have a screen during the services normally in church where we project words for songs and that sort of thing. Well, this is going to be used to project images. Instead of having painted scenery, we've got pictures, which means we can change them very quickly and very easily. We've got quite a few sound effects provided by our wonderful tech team. And it becomes a theatre for the weekend.
Fantastic. How many people are in the group?
I think in this performance we've got something just over 20 people.
Gosh, it's
involved.
A big performance then. Oh, 20,
reasonably,
yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are doubling up parts as well. So there's quite a few characters involved in this. I mean, to think about the show itself, if you think a cross between Fawlty Towers and Dinner Ladies,
okay.
you've got sort of the tenor that we're going for. We've got mistaken identities, as I said. We've got singing shepherds and their sheep. We've got a melody. Made warbling wise ones, some curmudgeonly camels who talk, and a whole chorus of hotel guests and visitors to Bethlehem.
Is when you say camels, are there a couple of people? Is there a person playing the back end of a camel?
Well, sadly not this year. No, these are actually going to be filmed, so that's
right.
Part of what our tech team does, and they're going to be up on the screen as well. We have had pantomime horses in the past, or cows indeed.
Yeah.
But no, not this year. This is all going to be on screen, those are.
Now, there'll be some people listening who think, well, this is in a church, you're doing the story of the birth of Jesus, but you're sort of doing a sideways look at it, as you say. Were you careful that it isn't offensive to Christians, that it isn't too flippant towards what is a very important story to them?
I think that's probably a very good point. But as a Christian, and all of us in the group are Christians, we're all members of St James Church, we firmly believe that God has a sense of humour. After all, he made kangaroos and duck-billed platypuses, didn't he? So he must have a sense of humour. And we're not actually making fun of the Christmas story. What we're doing is we're making the Christmas story more fun.
Having fun with it rather than poking fun at it.
Absolutely, because within the show itself, it actually raises some very serious questions. We've got an unhygienic birth with no midwife present. Is that a reflection of the NHS today? we've got a tyrannical despot who is ordering the death of thousands of people and turning families into refugees. Does that sound familiar to anybody at the moment? So some of the things that happen in this story are still relevant for today. We're trying to bring some of those out as well.
Thousands of years after it happened, yeah. Absolutely. Shows, doesn't it? Not much changes, really.
No.
Well, Chris, I should ask you as well. I know you're sold out, you told me earlier on, for the Saturday performance.
We are.
But Friday the 27th and Sunday the 29th, you've still tickets available? How do people get those?
Yeah, we have tickets available. They can phone Jenny Wakefield on Taunton, that's 01823 277318, or they can go to our website, which is www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and there's a link there that takes you through to Ticketsource, and you can buy tickets online.
Perfect. Chris.
Tickets are only £6, so it's a bargain, really.
Thank you for coming in today and for telling us about it, and break a leg.
Thanks a lot.
Hope it goes very well, but you don't say good luck, do you?
No, so you do. You're quite right. Break a leg.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Great to meet you today.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Somerset,
and on your radio.
The sound of the county is
BBC Radio Somerset.